You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's stay with the unintended consequences of President Trump's proposed tariffs. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross made the rounds of cable news shows to insist this will not be a big deal. Here he is last Friday on CNBC holding a can of Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola has 3 cents worth of aluminum in it. So if that goes up 10%, that's 0.3 cents. I just paid $1.49 for this can of Coke. It doesn't mean anything. So all this hysteria is a lot to do about nothing.
So let's find out what the craft beer industry thinks of this 10% tariff on imported aluminum. Brad Stevenson is with us now. He's Chief Production Officer of Founders Brewing in Grand Rapids. Brad, Commerce Secretary Ross says this hysteria is a lot to do about nothing. What do you think?
Well, it's actually going to cost us quite a bit of money, and it's going to cost us money. It has already started, and it's going to probably continue for a while.
How so?
Well, before the tariff announcement of just last week, this actually started last spring with some signals coming from the administration that immediately were reflected in increased aluminum pricing. And we've been watching it march up steadily since then. In fact, we entered into a contract to forward buy aluminum because we couldn't afford to let it get any higher last fall. So we're protected for a short bit into the future, but this is only going to make the price keep rising.
And it is interesting because Secretary Ross says nobody should be surprised by this. This has been in the works for quite some time. So as you say, prices have been going up. Can you give us an idea how much, from what to what?
So in the 6 months from April to October of last year, we watched the cost of aluminum rise about 10%, and that's when we locked into some forward buying contracts. Since then, it's continued to go up by another 5%, and that's all before this most recent talk of tariffs.
How much of your product is canned?
Well, it's become more than half of what we output is in a can, and I also know from the blurb you just played from Mr. Ross that we clearly pay a lot more for cans than Coca-Cola does, so it is a little more impactful for someone our size, and certainly if you're even smaller than Founders, you're paying more per unit per can. This is going to cost money. This could cost our firm several hundreds of thousands of dollars this year.
And it is interesting. We're even hearing the big beer companies, Miller Coors, for instance, complaining very publicly about it. But they're certainly able to weather these higher costs much differently than a small craft company like yours.
They sure are. And I think the point in there is that all of us, the big beer and craft beer, we don't have the option of passing the price on to the consumer, not that we would even want to. We're just going to take the extra cost and absorb it.
Why is that? Why don't you have that option?
Well, we don't have that price flexibility. There's too many other people out there who, like you just mentioned, the big beer company. If we were to raise our price and they don't, we're all of a sudden out of alignment. So this is one of those cases where the manufacturer, us, will take the price and we'll just eat it, and it'll take money from other things we might have done.
Yeah, it might be instructional for people to understand the preference for cans over glass bottles. So how do cans stack up to glass bottles for being able to deliver your product?
Sure. So it turns out that the people that enjoy craft beer happen to have a lot of things in common. And one of those things is they're very active. They like to take our product into places that are fun to be. Those places could be near waterfronts. They could be on a golf course. They could be at a concert venue. They could be out in the back country. And in all those areas, cans are just easier to transport and they're more durable than a glass bottle.
How much of your metal is foreign sourced?
I don't actually know that because our can manufacturer is domestic, and I don't know the componentry of their raw material.
Okay. I know Miller Coors tweeted out that there is not enough can sheet aluminum available in the U.S. to satisfy the demand.
Well, that is true. I know there's a foreign component. I still don't know the percentage that is coming from offshore.
There's been this theme from brewers since the president announced that this is a particularly bad time for the industry for these tariffs. Can you talk about that? Why is that?
I think that the industry is going through some price tightening in general, so people are really held on what we can charge for our product. The expectation is that our price to consumer is coming down. So when you have your costs going up and your price to consumer coming down at the same time, that's tough.
President Trump says these tariffs are needed, Brad, because foreign steel and aluminum pose a risk to national security. What did you think when you heard that?
So I'm no expert on that field, but it does seem like a stretch. I'm not sure how to follow that logic. And what I've learned in the last 7 days is that a lot of our imports are coming from our allies, so it is not making sense to me.
The president certainly seems intent that he will impose these tariffs. So you say prices have been going up already. You tried to grab up as much as you could at an existing price. So you're watching, you're waiting, but you you kind of are joining with the beer industry and saying this is altogether not going to work for you.
Certainly. And then this has all been about aluminum in this conversation. There's steel component. We all buy a lot of kegs as well, so we have yet to dive into that one.
Boy, so where are you going to go with that? That's an actually good point. We were thinking about the cans, but when you talk about these kegs.
It has 2.5 times the penalty on the tariff, 25% versus 10%. And we literally have not started that project yet. It has to do with we buy kegs a few times a year and we buy cans every day. So we're going to be going there next.
Brad Stevenson, Chief Production Officer, Founders Brewing in Grand Rapids. Thanks for talking with us, Brad.
Yeah, no problem.